The distribution of funds through the Pandemic Electronic Benefit Transfer Program is resuming and has been extended by the American Rescue Plan Act, recently signed by President Joe Biden. This is how the extension will impact Kentucky families and communities. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Alana Watson. Pandemic EBT or PEBT payments have resumed this week, and some families have already received their benefits. Families who have children eligible for free or reduced lunch, who attend schools that have the National School Lunch Program, and who participated in virtual learning will receive benefits. Homeschooled students and students in school districts that hold full in-person classes are not eligible. PEBT will also provide funds to schools to help provide food for students as well as grocery stores. Eric Freelander is the Secretary for the Cabinet for Health and Family Services. He hopes the Cabinet can help over 500,000 children.
And so it is the goal of this Cabinet to find everyone who's eligible and make sure they receive services. These are things that not only support individuals, but they support our entire communities.
PEBT benefits will last through September, and those who qualify in Kentucky will automatically be enrolled with an option to opt out. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Alana Watson.